Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Free outdoor concerts, plays, and movies are plentiful and popular in Boston during the summer, especially this summer. The price is right for people who've had to slash their entertainment budgets during this recession, but as we know, few things in life are truly free. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the challenges facing organizations that produce free entertainment during this economic downturn.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the 2009 season of the Landmarks Festival at the Shell.
The Boston Landmarks Orchestra performs here at the Hat Shell every Wednesday night from now through September. Hundreds of people have laid claim to parcels of grass along the Charles River. They have picnics and pizzas, but no ticket stubs because the concert is free. It's a great selling point, says 22-year-old Elizabeth Olson of Somerville, who's here with her father.
Well, it's made it a much easier decision to say, let's just go for a Wednesday evening. Otherwise, I think we probably would have shied away from it.
Rosalie Williams, who lives in Cambridge, agrees. She credits the economic downturn for her newfound enthusiasm over this free classical music series.
It's sort of like a poor person's Tanglewood.
Unlike the BSO at Tanglewood, the Boston Landmarks Orchestra stages a slew of outdoor concerts all over the city, in Jamaica Plain, Roxbury, Dorchester. That's its mission, says conductor Charles Ansbacher, who founded the group 9 years ago.
The idea of doing free concerts in the parks is an American tradition, which we're very proud of and we want to preserve. But of course, there are expenses involved.
I think the biggest misconception is that because it's free, that it doesn't cost anything to put on the concerts.
That's the orchestra's general manager, Virginia Hecker. She reminds me that their musicians do not work for free. Their union pay is a big line item because they are some of the city's top professional freelance players. Donations and grants are down, she says, so the orchestra has tightened its purse strings. Hecker trimmed marketing expenses and locked staff salaries. They also decided to start the concert series 1 week later, in essence, sacrificing a performance.
If it means one less concert for the orchestra, that is a tough decision because we want to have a presence.
But still, Hecker predicts an increase in attendance this summer because of the recession. Catherine Peterson of Arts Boston says right now, on the house entertainment is indeed in.
We know that people are going to free events now more than ever.
Peterson knows this because she says the free category on her Arts Calendar website is experiencing a spike in traffic. Arts Boston also sells discount theater tickets here at the BossTix booth in Copley Square. Peterson says it's crucial for all arts organizations, including museums and music schools, to keep up with their free programming during economic hard times.
It's a great way to engage people and to keep them part of the arts-going community at a time when we need that joy. And I think that it's an investment in our community so that when the economy improves, people will be paying full-price tickets, they'll be giving donations. So it's a smart and a good thing.
That said, Peterson warns that the funds supporting most of this summer's free events were raised at least a year ago, before the economy totally imploded. Next summer could be tragic for some arts organizations. In light of the depressing economic landscape, the Commonwealth Shakespeare Company is staging the Comedy of Errors.
Say, is your tardy master now at hand?
Nay, he's at two hands with me, and that my two ears can witness.
But say, didst thou speak with him? Knowest thou his mind?
Aye, he told his mind upon mine ear.
Steve Naylor has been directing free Shakespeare on the Common for more than a decade.
It was definitely a summer for a comedy.
But he says this year's choice was also cost-effective.
It's the shortest play in the canon, so we felt like we could constrain our rehearsal window and not compromise artistic quality. It's a play that takes place in one location, so it doesn't require any moving scenic elements. You build the set and then it stays there.
But that set costs $25,000. Security for the 17 performances is about $17,000. The portable toilets can be $5,000. The company's overall operating budget is $350,000. Cutting back has been tough because Mailer says you can only slash so much.
You can't get rid of security, obviously. You can't get rid of the lighting grid that illuminates the stage. So the focus really shifted from the expense side of the budget to the income side of the budget.
To generate income, an army of volunteers will solicit donations from people who come to see the free play. Mailer says the company is doing whatever it takes because the show must go on.
Many of the actors are working for free, and they're doing it because they want to be a part of this gift that we give every year to the city. And that's just too precious to let go. We just can't let these critical civic moments of our town crumble because of a rough patch that we're in financially.
Ann Mailer says the bottom line with art is that plays and music make us feel less alone and remind us who we are in good times and bad. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.